Well, we got lots to get to today. We'll get to crazy Chris Cuomo and the other CNN imbecile who might be in trouble. We'll get to Mayor de Blasio and his wacky mandates. We'll get to Joe Biden. We'll get to Kamala Harris. We'll get to the Olympics and Ghislaine Maxwell and a lot more. It's December the 7th, a day that will live in...
December 7th, 1941... A date which will live in infamy.
You know, for all of us who were born long after Pearl Harbor, it just wasn't, somebody who'd been through it. Apparently, there's only under 1,000 people left that were at Pearl Harbor. Joe Bartlett, do you know that it was announced on WOR years ago? The announcement was made here?
Yeah, I heard they interrupted a football game, yeah. It's a very famous
clip. Listen to this.
This broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Stay tuned to WOR for further developments, which will be broadcast immediately as received.
Wow. Why can't you talk like that? Why can't you say, Flash!
It's a definitely a different style back then.
You know, all these old announcers had that false formality in their voice. You know, you'd say, at Pearl Harbor. You know, they always spoke like Joe Kennedy. Then you talk to them off the air, and they'd say, how are you? it's interesting. When I used to talk to some of those old-timers that broke the news, they told me, never thought about this at the time. You know, Hawaii was not a state at the time, and nobody had ever heard of Pearl Harbor. They didn't know what it was.
There
was someplace called Pearl Harbor, and as it all unfolded, they had to figure out what the hell Pearl Harbor was. So, but you're starting to see this now because 9/11 was 20 years ago. So you see, you know, like 16-year-olds. It was before they were born. They just have no, it didn't have any real feel for them. It's just something they saw in a history book. So, but when you ask about these 9/11 celebrations every year, like how long do we keep doing this where we broadcast it live for 3 hours, the reading of the names and, I guess they still do it today at Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah.
Still have the ceremony?
Absolutely, yeah. They don't forget.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll get back to Pearl Harbor. Let's get to a bigger disaster. Chris Cuomo. I shouldn't say a bigger disaster. A modern-day disaster. Chris Cuomo, do you know that he was fired from Sirius Radio as well?
Yeah.
You know what you got to do to get fired from Sirius? Nobody can get fired. You can't get fired from Sirius. As somebody once said, you can get on Sirius, but you can't get off. Megyn Kelly still has a show at Sirius. You can't get fired from there. So he's gone. Apparently, they want nothing to do with him. The other imbecile that works at CNN, the two dumbest guys in the world, Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon, combined, they don't have an IQ of 200. Don Lemon apparently was advising Jesse Smollett as soon as all of this broke. So we've got to investigate this now. He was, and again, another idiot texting. Why would you put this in writing? You know, if I have anything to say to somebody I don't want read, I call them. I don't text it. You know, the texts are permanent. They're there forever. You can delete it. He can delete it. You can delete all you want. It's still there on a server somewhere and can always be recovered. So Don Lemon was texting Jesse Smollett. I guess I'll have to investigate him now. Apparently, they're looking at Jeff Zucker, the CNN president. Why wasn't he on top of all of this? Why wasn't he managing this a little better? Chris Cuomo is now going to sue CNN. His $6 million a year contract, he has 3 years left. He wants to be paid the full $18 million. You got to give this guy credit for just pathological chutzpah. Now he's going to sue. They caught him lying. They got him violating all sorts of company policy. And remember, the final reason he was fired, they brought in a big, fancy outside law firm that thoroughly investigated and then made their recommendations. So it's already been looked at by a top law firm, and they saw that there was justification under the contract to fire him, that he had violated too many things in the contract. So the lawsuit won't hold up. I guess the threat of the lawsuit is that, you get everybody under oath. You'll put Zucker under oath. You'll depose him. You'll depose everybody who needs that. And it's just to encourage a bigger severance check. Joe Bartlett, you think he has any shot with all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I do. One of the things he maintains, and look, you don't know what his contract said in terms of fireability, but he said Zucker was aware of everything that he did to help his brother. So he said he claims he was truthful with Zucker.
That's a problem, though, because do you really think he was? I don't think Zucker was aware of everything. Zucker would have told him to back off on certain things.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and I think the problem is with that, you can't prove it. You can say, well, it's his word against Zucker's, and Zucker's a pretty sleazy-looking, slimy-looking fella. Put him in a courtroom. But you could detail all the times Chris Cuomo has been caught lying. We have one on the website from yesterday where Joe, right on the air, he's lying about something and he gets caught. So you could detail all these lies, prove in court he's a known liar, and that he's clearly lying here and he has no evidence of what he's saying. So, but again, the reason for the lawsuit, you just, it's a nuisance lawsuit. And again, you can depose people, put them under oath, and question him under oath for 8 hours a day, and Zucker doesn't need that. So it's just to encourage a bigger severance check than he would have gotten. And I don't blame the guy because he's thinking he may never work again. So this might be his final paycheck from anybody. Hey, you got to admit, this Mayor de Blasio is on top of everything. Everything. Give him credit for the universal mandate.
This is how we put health and safety first, by ensuring that there is a vaccine mandate that reaches everyone universally in the private sector.
Now, remember his words.
This is how we put health and safety first.
Health and safety. This is his concern, health and safety. Meantime, he's let every criminal out of the street. He's got mental patients all over your block. He's got homeless people menacing you. They won't arrest anybody. They won't prosecute anybody. But health and safety. That's your concern. He's trying to look like he's so over-the-top thorough on this. Nobody is better at enforcing a vaccine, man. How about the police department? How about cleaning up the streets? How about just picking up the garbage? Worst mayor ever. He's gotten more people killed. More people are dead because of him. His stupid defund the police, no bail, let's close the prisons. But health and safety, he's on top of it. So you'll live long enough to get mugged, shot, pushed in a subway track because of his craziness. Why do you think he's, you know the guy longer than anybody. What do you think goes through his head?
Oh, he's looking down the road here. This is just his attempt to get some publicity with a couple of weeks to go. Look at all the national attention he's gotten, as opposed to being irrelevant, which most mayors would be at this time in their tenure.
Yeah.
And, he doesn't really care if it works. He got his publicity, and I think he's staking out his position as a strong fighter for protecting people from COVID, and he'll use that when he runs for governor.
Yeah. I think what goes through his head, too, is that Cuomo stuff. You know, when Cuomo was doing the briefings and became the superstar of America, the daily hour-and-a-half briefings, the whole world would stop to watch. This really spooked every politician. They all looked at this and said, how does he do that? How does he get everybody spellbound? They're all watching it. And they all, you know, all these politicians, mayors, they all started watching it and said, oh, I don't see what's so interesting about it. You remember the early briefings? It's Tuesday. Good morning. To my right is Kat. It didn't seem that riveting. And then he started talking about his daughters and meatballs, and you couldn't figure it out. And then they all tried to do it. Remember, de Blasio didn't do these daily briefings until Cuomo. Then he set up, and he was going to outdo Cuomo. He had flags and curtains and more flags and big blue tablecloth, and he had fancy microphones, and he did. But they could never get it to catch on. Nobody else could. And I don't think he realized that when people watch Cuomo, he looked creepy. No matter what he was doing, no matter how folksy, no matter how much he talked about his daughters, there was a creepy, menacing look to him. You know, it was like this Sonny Corleone. You know, he looked like he's going to reach out of the screen at any point and choke you to death, didn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what made it interesting. The problem with de Blasio, he looked like a nice guy. He looked stupid and like a nice guy. So what am I watching? He looked, you know, let's be honest, his eyes were all glazed up. He looked very herbed up. He just looked like a moron. So there was nothing to watch. It wasn't interesting. And every other governor, Ned Lamont, I give him credit in Connecticut, he did the best briefings. It was quick. He just told you what you need to know. The whole briefing was 6 minutes. Looked like a genuine, sincere guy. You had Phil Murphy, who tried it in New Jersey. But he talks like this. He's one of these people that always talks too loud. You know, when you meet him, hello, how are you? It's like, too loud, calm down. That doesn't work on television. So I don't know what de Blasio does now. Now, he keeps mentioning Eric Adams in every sentence. I've talked to Eric Adams. I've worked. He's on board. He thinks we're close. We're the. I guarantee as soon as Eric Adams takes over, he never talks to Bill de Blasio again.
Listen carefully to what he said about talking to Eric Adams. I mean, I don't think he ran this one by him based on what he said.
Now, if they are close, it's possible Eric Adams said to him, propose all this crazy stuff so I can undo it and I'll look like a hero on day two. When so have we heard from Eric Adams? I don't think so. He's away right now.
He's away, yeah. Although, he basically, officially, he's had no comment.
Yeah, and I think once he's in office and de Blasio is gone, every time, I bet you, every time you ask him about de Blasio, you're going to get one of those, I like to look forward, I don't like to look backward, let's concentrate on the future. Hey, today's the big Zoom meeting with Joe Biden and Putin. Putin, probably the smartest leader on earth, him and Xi, the two smartest, in an evil kind of way, shrewdest, and Biden, let's be honest, clearly the dumbest leader in the world, dumbest leader on earth. Not only dumb, but now he's frail and mentally gone, and he's going to try to frighten Putin. And they say he's going to let Putin know the consequences if he does anything in the Ukraine. Let's be honest. If a guy like Joe Biden threatened you, if you got into a road rage fight with somebody about a parking space or something, and then you get out of the car and he gets out of the car and he looks like Joe Biden, are you going to be worried?
Now, how threatening is it going to be if he has to read that threat off a 3x5 card?
Yeah. Yeah. Better not say this. I'll get in trouble. You know, he always says, I'll get in trouble. They told me not to do this. And so I don't know what he's going to threaten him with. And I have a feeling, you know, you always heard about this fake Russian collusion that Putin had something on Donald Trump. It's total fake, made-up Russian. You want to see some Russian collusion? Look at the Putin and Biden relationship. Now, we know Hunter got a $3 million wire transfer into his bank account from the mayor of Moscow's family. Now, you got to assume that's Putin-connected. $3 million delivered. I'm sure the Putin associates have purchased probably $10, $20 million were the Hunter paintings in the last few weeks. So I have a feeling they have a lot on Biden. I have a feeling that this is all for show. And you got two things that are probably going to happen. Three, probably. You got Russia wants to take over Ukraine. They've already got 175,000 troops on the border. They're waiting to take over. It's expected that at some point China tries to take Taiwan, which they would easily. We've actually war gamed that out. The Pentagon has, the RAND Corporation has done it, also for the Pentagon. Both studies show there's absolutely nothing we could do militarily to stop that or win it back. So when does that happen? I don't know. Now, the thing is, Xi is going to have his elections in November, this next November, to be made, whatever they call it there, absolute leader of China for the next 5 years. So he probably wouldn't do it before then. Why create any turmoil before then? Russia will move at some point. Then when China acts and Russia acts, figure Iran does something, takes over something, captures something. You think Biden can handle it? You think he's got any military advisors that can handle it? General
Three
Milley,
things at once? Oh, no. We can't do three things at once.
Three things at once or in rapid fire. But Milley, the dumbest general ever. And you got the dumbest defense secretary, Lloyd Austin. A simple example. I mean, fighting three wars, battling China over Taiwan, battling Russian troops in Ukraine. This is complicated. If you just said to Milley and Austin, see if you could just pull out of Afghanistan, take the weapons and get the civilians out. They completely botched this up. Completely botched this up. Which brings us to the webpage. I want you to go over there right now and take a look at this. Have you seen this video of Donald Trump talking about General Milley over the weekend?
No.
You're going to love this video. Trump is speaking to a group at Mar-a-Lago, And he starts telling the story of why Milley convinced him he should leave all the weapons. And I can't repeat the language because Trump uses some words in here to describe how blank and stupid Milley is. You got to watch this video. He's arguing with Milley, why would you leave the weapons? And listen to Milley's explanation. So we have the video up on the webpage. You can see this is a no longer president, free to speak and say whatever he wants. Even for Trump, this was pretty pretty blunt. But he explains how really stupid Milley is in this video. So take a look at that. Also, we put up a lot of videos every day. But the Milley one is pretty amazing. It's up on the webpage right now. Go take a look at it. Just go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.